This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joining us in the studio right now, Claire Hooper. Thank you very much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Now, you're looking very dashing in
She's
your cape.
Nervous
well, no. Do I look... No, I'm not nervous. Yeah, thanks. I would have brought my own cape. I've got this beautiful one at home that my mother made when I was a child, and it's red on the inside and black on the outside because I think if you're going to wear a cape, be a supervillain. You know, everyone goes for hero.
That's like Dracula, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very Dracula. But, of course, you can also team it with a top hat and be a little bit tired to the train tracks kind of thing. You know, like there's many villains that work with black and red as a palette.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, so I would have worn that. But here I am dressed in a tartan tea towel that we found in your cupboard here. So
we've dusted it off.
At least I've made an effort.
And although you're wearing tartan, you can't do a Scottish accent.
No.
Well, we were going to make you wear my mother's tea towel just in case you didn't bring one.
Yeah, that's nice.
We had safety pins and everything.
Well, so look, that's one of those ones that's a bit small, isn't it? It just looks like you're having a shave. Yeah. It's that size.
Now, if you're a superhero, what superpowers do you reckon you would have?
Well, I don't know. The thing is, my understanding of superpowers is you don't have choice. Fate takes you. And it just depends whether it happens to me as I walk through some sort of, you know, nuclear plant, or if it happens to me, you know, like if I get bitten by a spider, or if I'm, you know, participating in some sort of, you know, medical experiment. So I really, like, I don't think I'd have a choice. But if it's something to do with, you know, amplifying something that you have hidden that you never use, then it'll probably be sporting ability, because it's never shown itself before. So I can only imagine that's what I'd find out if I became a superhero. All of a sudden I would actually be able to hit a ball with a tennis racket.
So you fail at that miserably?
Oh, currently, yeah. Currently that's the one thing I've never discovered in myself, no matter how hard I've tried.
Now, you come from good stock because you grew up in Perth.
Yeah.
Just like myself.
Yeah, sweet.
Yes. What on earth did you do in Perth if you couldn't play sport?
That's a really good point. And I lived by the beach for years as well, and I never went. I went to the beach once at 2 a.m. You know, like I just never went, oh, but it was Scarborough Beach and it's so bogan.
Oh, it is. It's not a safe place really, is it?
No, it's not.
Sand and bogans and beer cans.
Yeah, that's right. I think it may be one of the beaches in the world with a pub closest to the actual water, you know, like.
Yes.
And not an Irish pub. Like, what sort of weird juxtaposition is that? Ocean, Irish pub.
They're everywhere.
Well, I suppose that's
They're like
why.
A plague.
So you actually got your big break in Perth?
Yes.
Yes?
I don't know.
Where was your big break? Or was it just a little step by step?
Do you know what my big break was? I don't know what it was.
No. Well...
I guess the... all right. So my first step up... Well, it was... Okay. If by big break you mean that thing which made you suddenly go, oh, I don't have to try hard at this, people let me do it, then, I did start stand-up comedy in Perth. No, but, you know, like you spend your whole life going, oh, maybe I could be a doctor, or maybe I could – and, you know, for a while I wanted to be an actor, and, man, you just, like, you put yourself out there over and over and over, and you get the distinct impression that nobody wants you to be doing this.
Yeah.
And sometimes people grudgingly allow you to do it for a period of maybe 3 weeks. You know, that's what it's like trying to be an actor. And then you try stand-up comedy and everyone goes, oh, can you do my club? Can you do my... You know, so... And then I entered Raw Comedy and they flew me over to Melbourne for the final. So it was just this real... a sudden realisation, there is something in this world where people don't want me to stop doing it. And so if you could... I'll call that my big break.
Yeah. Now, you also did well in the Improvisation Championships in Sydney?
Yeah, I did 2 years as part of the Perth... You know, part of the WA team.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Melbourne and I belonged nowhere. You know, you can't be part of a state team when you're recently moved.
You're not sure where your loyalty lays anymore.
Oh, terrible. But, yeah, the first one we did in Sydney, 2005. Yeah, I think that's right. I won Best and Fairest.
Wow.
And like, you know, going back to the sporting thing, it was the first time I ever won anything like Best and Fairest. You know, like, I am almost a sports person now.
Almost?
Yeah.
Now, do you as a comedian prefer improvisation over scripted comedy?
That's a good question.
Or do you like to be prepared?
No, I don't really like to be. I mean, improv, how great is that?
Because
you you practice and you become game fit, but essentially you don't.
You sound like an athlete now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm making it all sound like athletics. And yeah, improv is just delightful, and as well, it's got this really nice camaraderie to it, because you actually have to have an awful lot of trust for the people around you, and even if you've only just met them, you just have to lay your life in their hands as well. And you got to trust the audience, and you got to trust yourself. So it's this really lovely exercise in letting go of control, which I think is very good for human beings. You know, you don't get many opportunities to just go, it'll have to be fine, because there's no other way to do it. Yeah.
I think you get much better humor from improv. Well, not much better, but like, you know, sometimes it's just shocking, some of the stuff that comes out when you don't really think about it. Stuff that's just sort of said without even a second thinking about it, and it's like, wow.
I find it wonderful. Yeah, stuff where you know people have planned to say it, that can be very funny and clever, but you really like the hysteria of people that don't, yeah, like you say, they don't have time to think, so they just say what's, and, you know, they reveal their own fecal fetishes or their own, you know, issues from childhood, don't they?
Because
they don't have
Freud.
Time to, yeah, fully. Freud would have a field day in improv.
Now, Claire, we're going to come back after another song, and we have 101 questions for you. We're not going to ask all of them, so we're actually going to get you to pick 6 numbers between 1 and 100 for us right now, and we're going to come back and ask you after another song. So pick 6 numbers for us right now.
I have to pick them?
Yep. Six numbers between 1, actually, and I think
1 and 100.
101 even, do we?
Yep. Oh, no, she gets asked 101.
Are there any really sweet numbers that you'd recommend?
Like, no.
Just give us 6 numbers. It's like the lottery, and I'll write
23.
Them down.
23.
Yeah, 2. I'm not going to go in order.
Yeah.
All right. I would like to see what sits very close to the end. 97.
Ooh. 97.
49.
49.
And 51.
51 and one more.
And then 50. So I'm just going to, like, you know, start, end, and then around the middle.
Rightio. We're going to come back and we're going to ask Claire those questions, plus question 101. You're on Joy 94.9 as the Hump Day crew.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Joined in the studio at the moment by Claire Hooper. Claire, we've got 101 questions for you. We're not going to get through all of them, but you've chosen your lottery numbers.
I've chosen my 6.
You've chosen your 6, and we're going to fire them at you. First of all, you chose number 23.
23.
Okay, 23, it's me. What do you like to do in the dark?
Sleep. I like to sleep in the dark.
Are you a big sleeper?
No, not at the, I vary, but not at the moment. And I've become timid, so that's why I really like to sleep, because I don't like when I hear a noise and I wake up. And well, I go and have to have a look at the backyard.
This is a perfect segue. Next, you pick question 2.
Yeah.
What keeps you awake at night?
Oh, right, there you go. Well, actually, also my dog. So I'll stay awake for one of 3 reasons. Either I've had a gig and I can't sleep, or there is a bang in the backyard and I go and investigate, or my dog goes, right next to the bed, and I don't know how he's got into the bedroom, but he clearly wants something.
Are you one of those people, like, from horror movies that when you hear a bump at night, you go outside, try and find who it is, call hello, and then run upstairs? All those bad things.
Yeah,
you can
and leave
do
the door open. No, I'm not, because I've watched enough horror movies to know exactly the way the script works.
Got you. And do you wear your sexiest lingerie when you're going out investigating?
No, do you know what? I generally, like, I've got terry toweling tracksuit pants and no top on, or just something that would be really bad to be. Like, it would just be the most comical horror scene ever.
Now, that could be your superpower right there.
What? But as soon as you put a cape on, you no longer have no top on.
Yeah, true.
That's true.
Tricky.
Now, there must have been a theme, because the next one you chose was 97. And that question is, when was the last time you did an all-nighter?
Oh, it's been a really long time. I can't remember. Adelaide. It hasn't been since Adelaide Fringe.
You did an all-nighter in Adelaide?
In Adelaide, I know.
How?
Because I like the most unlikely to... See, I don't like to do all-nighters on weekends. It's always got to be a weeknight and it's got to be in a random city. And it was just a great collection of comedians all together. And for some reason, it just kept rolling on and on until it was, you know, sun coming up in the lounge room of this incredibly beautiful heritage. You know, one of those places covered in doilies and lamps. And so we're pulling an all-nighter in a place like that. It was so strange.
Only in Adelaide.
Sounds good. Got to get there sometime.
Adelaide's awesome. Don't bag it.
No, I'm not. I'm saying honestly, I need to get over there sometime. Okay, next. Now, this I think is a terrible question, because I just think it's really impossible. What's your favourite song of all time?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't have one. So I do know that when it came out, you know, there's only one song I've ever danced around the kitchen table to for like over and over, as in starting it again from the beginning when I've, and that's Diana Ross's Chain Reaction.
That was pretty good.
That was many years ago.
And the video. The video is awesome.
Oh, I remember, yeah, you know what I mean? Backlit and just, oh, man, she was great. Yeah, so I'll just go for that because it's more, it's easier than wading through all the more recent choices.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the other one you picked was 51. When did you become an adult?
What was that defining moment?
No. I don't.
Have you become an adult yet, Claire? Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be the first person to say that in response to that question, I'm sure. I'll let you know when. But, maybe buying a house. That's probably just because all of a sudden there was this like sharp shock of going, I have to make the repayments. And also I have to keep this thing clean and neat. You know, because people complain if you don't mow the lawn and stuff. It's awful. Anyway.
Now, question number 50.
Yes.
What was your first concert that you went to?
Mental as anything. And I held my fingers in my ear the whole time because it was so loud.
They're the group that sang Mr. Natural, yeah?
Yes. I know that at the time it was that song, the one, what he was setting it, the Come Home With Me, and Live It Up, that one. So yeah. I'd heard that on
you
the television.
With the sad face,
you.
Come up to my place and live it up.
Yeah so awesome I'd heard that on the television and I mentioned that I liked it and my uncle bought me tickets to the concert and he took me and I was a bit too young for the noise. And I still like I was really you know I mean I told everyone at school that I'd been to a concert, but I still sat there with my fingers in my ears the whole time.
Oh no! Now the last question is question number 101.
Oh yeah.
Have you lied in this interview at all, Claire?
No.
Well done.
That's good.
Honest trooper.
Yeah, but I have a really loose concept of the truth anyway, so I couldn't answer that honestly. I will.
Now, of course, you appear on Good News Week at the moment. Give it a bit of a plug for us.
Sure. Well, why don't you watch on Monday night, all of you in the studio and all of yous listening out there, because we've got Ronan Keating and Ruby Rose and Akmal, who off air we've spoken at length about, but it's going to be awesome. Ronan Keating in a glass booth.
Ronan Keating, the Irish comedian.
No, the singer from Boyzone, and he sings, and I just thought I didn't care for pop, and when he sings and you're only a foot away from him, it gives you goosebumps. He's got a beautiful voice.
Wow.
He's a pretty little man.
He's about 5'1", though, isn't he?
He's still taller than me, but he'd weigh less, I think. He's nicely put together and made me feel like a heavy lump.
Well, Claire Hooper, thank you very much for coming along. You can keep your cape if you want. You can even wear that on Monday.
Oh, really? Oh, thanks. Yeah. Oh, everyone, get down to Joy. They're giving away tea towels.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.